What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's string a couple things together about the increasingly violent protests that we're seeing in the streets by Democrat protesters. Their new thing they're into. Well, it's usually always violence. That never changes. But the new thing that they're into is they support terrorists. They support Hamas. John Kirby, co-spokesman for the Biden regime, or is it the Harris regime now? Nobody knows. Admits Iran is funding the protest. Think about this. Funding the protest on America's streets. I'm going to break down what this means because this we never seen this before. Okay, in the past, in normal America, that would have been considered what's called subversive activity. There are federal statutes under which it can be prosecuted. Those who are funding this for what? Subversion. Subversion of what? The Constitution, the government. But you won't see Democrats proposing that now, will you? Remember, we had to spend $20 million, 36 FBI agents, subpoena over a million pages of information from Donald Trump to determine whether he was subversive, whether he was a foreign agent, whether he was operating on behalf of Russia, because danger to our democracy. Where's all that for this? What you're watching is a merger, political merger between the mullahs, the Iranian government, the terrorist sponsoring and harboring government of Iran, and the Democrat Party on the streets of America. We've never seen this before. Okay. First, here's John Kirby, co-spokesperson, admitting, well, you know, Iran is funding all of this U.S. flag burning that our liberal Democrat base is doing in the street. But it's not all of it, you see. It's a lot of it, yeah, but not all of it.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe that all the protest activity out there on a daily basis is being fully funded by Iran.
Okay, so let's put this all together with the news from the week. So Iran funds pro-Democrat, because it's not us, pro-Democrat, pro-terror protests in the USA. With what? The $10 billion that Biden gave them when? Just 2023 alone. Those funds were frozen. And remember, this is Obama used to send them pallets of cash in the middle of the night. So Biden unleashes $10 billion. Remember where we were when Trump was in office, okay? Iranians were scrubbing around for food. They didn't have enough food, and we were this close to them overthrowing the regime. Biden gives them billions of dollars. Now we've got well-armed Houthi pirates blowing up British ships in major shipping lanes. We've got the funding of Hamas. We've got the funding of the Gazans for genocide. All of that was funded, armed, and coordinated by the Iranians with what? The money Biden gave them. Now they're so out of control, they are in our streets funding Democrat protests. Now, what country is Iran again? I'm going to blow your mind here. The country that sends assassins to kill Trump. But weirdly, not Biden or Kamala. You heard anything about an assassination plot? Iran, Kamala, Biden, anybody around them? I Googled it to make sure. Nope. Nope, just Trump. Just Trump. Suppose you're a mullah. You're openly funding these subversive activity in America's streets in partnership with the Democrat Party. Because who else is funding it? Remember when we learned this? Who else is funding it? Biden's donors. So let me get it straight. Biden's donors are funding it with the Iranians who he gave the billions of dollars to. Yeah, you're watching a merger of Iran, of the Iranian government, of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, and the Democrat Party in the streets. while Iran sends assassins to kill Trump. And remember the details of this assassination plot, okay? This is not a theoretical, maybe they're doing it kind of thing. We caught the first assassin. He's scheduled to go on trial. We caught him in 21. He had hired a cartel hitman to kill Bolton and Pompeo for $300,000, and then they were going to move on to Trump for $1 million. This is the second assassin that they have sent. Google it. The FBI had his name, has him on wanted posters. They think he might have crossed the border or will cross the border from Venezuela. Oddly, the Iranians are not trying to kill Kamala or Biden, though. Why? Well, because they're working in partnership with them in the streets of America. So what you're looking at is the Summer of Love 2.0 funded by Iran and terror and Hamas and terrorists, because Hamas, that's an Iranian proxy group, right? Now, think about this for a moment. I'm going to really blow your mind. Suppose you're an Iranian mullah. You're not you. You're a mullah in Iran. You're watching this whole Trump assassination thing, and you're watching the unsecuring and insecuring of the Trump rally. Very obvious that they wanted to lower security. Then in the days following that, as you're wondering what the heck is going on, you learn they knew the whole time that an Iranian assassin or assassins were coming for Trump, and they lowered the security anyway. What does that tell you as a mullah? Wait, they knew the assassins were coming, and Iranians know they knew. The FBI put the wanted posters out in April with the guy's face and name. Hey, this guy's probably coming from Venezuela to kill Trump in his circle or to pay others to do it. Be on the lookout for him. And they lower security. And Iran goes, they want us to assassinate him. What other conclusion would a rational person draw? So it sure looks like a joint political operation by the Democrat Party and Iran on U.S. soil, with the Democrat-controlled security, federal security agencies lowering security after learning about a second Iranian assassination plot. And the reason I tell you about the first plot is to show you how serious this is. There was a real guy who tried to wire $300,000 to a cartel hitman. Merger of Iran and the Democrat Party, they are one. And this is why there is no assassination plot against anybody who's a Democrat right now, but a second one against Donald Trump and his circle. With our intel agencies, never forget this, Jesse Waters saying, hey, expect them to try to kill him again.
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks.
I'm sure there will be.
This is completely unacceptable.
I'm sure there will be. They unsecured and insecured that rally. Every assassin on Earth's like, hey, I wonder if they're going to unsecure and insecure the next rally. Better check that out.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.